Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia blasted an apartment block in Ukraine with missiles on Wednesday and swarmed cities with drone attacks overnight. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
A display of force as President Vladimir Putin bid farewell to his visiting dear friend and Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping. Security camera footage captured the moment a Russian missile slammed into the side of an apartment building in the Ukrainian city of Zaporizhia. Flames explode from the blast, followed by plumes of smoke as pedestrians flee in terror. The bombardment came as Xi wrapped up his visit to Moscow. Hosting Xi this week was Putin's grandest diplomatic gesture since he launched the war a year ago and became a pariah in the West. The two men referred to each other as dear friend, promised economic cooperation, condemned the West, and described relations as the best they have ever been.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visited the Eastern Front line on Wednesday, meeting with troops and giving awards to servicemen. He said, "I started from the front, from the Bakhmut area. It's an honor for me to support our soldiers who are defending the country in the toughest frontline conditions," Zelensky said in the evening video address. He added that it's painful to look at the cities in the Donetsk region to which, quote, Russia has brought such terrible suffering. Ukrainian forces have held out for about 8 months in Bakhmut despite taking heavy casualties in one of the bloodiest battles since Russia's full-scale invasion 13 months ago. Former U.S. President Donald Trump appeared unlikely to face criminal charges on Wednesday after a law enforcement source said a grand jury investigating alleged illegal hush money payments to porn star Stormy Daniels would not meet again before Thursday. Follow us on the VOA app. This is VOA News. Malawi's president is appealing for additional humanitarian assistance for thousands displaced by Cyclone Freddy, which has killed more than 500 people in the country. Lamek Messina reports from Blantyre.
Malawi President Lazarus Chakwera told the lawmakers that although the country is receiving a lot of local and international assistance for the victims, more aid is needed.
The supplies we are deploying are far from enough for the magnitude of the need.
Malawi's Disaster Management Affairs Department says there now are upward of 500,000 people who have been displaced, living at 534 camps. Lamek Masina for VOA News, Blantyre, Malawi.
French President Emmanuel Macron drew an angry response from unions and opposition parties on Wednesday when he said he would press on with his unpopular plans to raise the pension age. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
In his first public comment since pushing through the bill, Macron said in a televised interview he was undeterred.
Donc oui.
And so this reform is necessary. And I say this to the French people. I don't enjoy doing this. I would have preferred not to do this.
On Wednesday, protesters blocked train stations. In Nice, an effigy of Macron was laid on the tracks and thrown into the air. Polls show a wide majority of French are opposed to the pension legislation, and the past six nights have seen fierce demonstrations across France with bins set ablaze and scuffles with police.
Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener. Nearly 200 years after Ludwig van Beethoven's death at the age of 56, researchers are searching for clues about his health problems. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The legendary German composer had hearing problems and severe stomach ailments. A new study says chronic drinking may have been a factor. Researcher Tristan Begg at the University of Cambridge says they couldn't figure out what caused Beethoven's hearing loss.
That seems to have had an onset in his mid to late 20s. It was a slowly progressing form of hearing loss that appears to have been nerve-related.
Losing his hearing is believed to have limited Beethoven's creative work. Researchers pulled genetic clues from locks of Beethoven's hair that have been snipped off and preserved as keepsakes. I'm Ed Donahue.
Boris Johnson said, hand on heart, he did not lie to Parliament over rule-breaking COVID-19 lockdown parties as the former British Prime Minister fought for his political career at a hearing with lawmakers on Wednesday. Follow us on the VOA mobile app or online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.